Warehouse health and safety. Warehouses are considered high-hazard workplaces. Common causes of injury include overexertion. This category includes injuries caused by lifting, pushing, carrying, and so on. Bending, reaching, slipping, or sitting. Falls, including falls while on the ground and falls related to working from height, being struck by objects dropped from a higher level. This could include dropped cases or collapsing pallets or shelving units. This risk may be related to pallets being misplaced, for example, not on the beams or placing a load on the far end of an unsecured beam. Shelving units may also be incorrectly constructed or used beyond their limits. Persons being struck by forklifts or other moving equipment. The presence of non-warehouse staff on the floor during forklift or other moving equipment operations increases this risk due to potential lack of training. Less common but severe in their consequences are injuries caused by repetitive motions, being struck by or tangled in machinery, fires, explosions, exposure to hazardous materials, or frostbite from extended exposure to refrigerated storage. The objective for improved worker safety in warehouses/distribution centers is driven by several factors, the primary factor being an ethical obligation to protect employees from work-related injuries and disease, with secondary considerations for the high cost and severe disruptions accidents entail. Also, most countries have occupational health and safety laws that define employer responsibilities and describe structures to improve workplace safety, such as employer-employee safety committees. In the U.S., workplace safety legislation is administered by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. In the EU, directives aimed at improving worker health and safety have been transposed into member country laws. It is fair to say that, while monitoring and enforcement may vary, most countries have occupational health and safety regulations with which employers must comply. Organizations such as OSHA perform periodic audits. The most common types of citations from OSHA for warehouses relate to forklifts, including regulations requiring operator training and periodic reevaluation, followed by hazard communication, then electrical wiring methods and system design. Warehouses may also have to comply with the requirements of insurers, who may regularly visit and assess facilities. The results can affect insurance rates and coverage. Employers' attitudes towards safety become part of their employer brand. Businesses who are known for poor safety compliance and a high incidence of injury may have trouble recruiting competent workers. Finally, workplace injuries represent lost productivity as injured workers recover. Warehouse safety measures. Workplace safety programs should focus on the following areas: training, for example, proper equipment operation, tactics to avoid repetitive stress and back injuries, renewable certification requirements for operating equipment such as forklift trucks, procedures for response to liquid spills and fire, weather, and workplace safety threats. Redesigning warehouse processes. Measures to help in avoiding foreseeable accidents and injuries, for example, separating the put-away and picking functions, removing keys from ignitions of equipment, changing workstations to avoid awkward bending or to enable special needs access, changing scanning methods to avoid repetitive motions, and designated areas for garbage and used packing materials. Storing most commonly used items between the hip and shoulder height, with B items below and C items above this height, is a common ergonomic and efficiency process improvement. Redesigning the workplace for safety. For example, installing signage to alert workers to hazards and encourage safe behavior, ensuring ample lighting and ventilation, improving lines of sight, installing guardrails where falls might occur, installing bollards to prevent forklift collisions with fixed equipment, installing defibrillators and eyewash stations. Policies, for example, using forklifts or other mechanized equipment to lift or move heavy items, using harnesses when working above a certain height, no climbing on shelving units, no motorized equipment in designated areas/aisles, no cell phone use outside break rooms to minimize distractions. Personal protective equipment, PPE, for example, steel-toe shoes, gloves and goggles, respirators or dust masks, hazmat suits. Safety devices on warehouse equipment, for example, harnesses, speed governors, warning lights and sounds, heat shields, guardrails, worker and visitor protocols. For example, walkways designed for pedestrians only or for warehouse equipment only are clearly marked. During equipment operations, the aisle is closed off. Visitors are required to use appropriate PPE such as colored safety vests and hard hats. periodic audits, review of workplace conditions and compliance with policies and processes, for example, ready access to material safety data sheets, preventive maintenance and cleaning. Preventive maintenance of handling equipment, dock equipment, or safety equipment can reduce the risk of failure at the wrong moment. Properly cleaning floors and eliminating clutter or immediate cleanup of spills are important ways to eliminate potential causes of accidents. Enforcing proper cleaning procedures for hazardous material spills is both a regulatory requirement and a safety essential.